It's hard to say what's really a Polish sound. I think that in my music you can hear some Slavic, you know, sad harmonies or something like that, because somehow unconsciously I'm, you know, full of this kind of music in my head, growing up in Poland and near Russia and Ukraine. So I think that all the old, very traditional songs, Slavic songs, are somehow something that we have deep inside. So composing songs, sometimes, you know, bringing all these harmonies. But yeah, the album was recorded in Los Angeles and in Poland with the American producer, and it's in English, so it might sound more international than just Polish.
I listened to Granda afterwards, I mean, your most popular album up till now, and must say, you know, it was like schizophrenic. You know, it was like made by totally different person. You even sing quite different, maybe just because of the language, but...
Oh wow! It reminds me the story of the Beach Boys and this album "Smile." You know, the "Smile" sessions made by the guy who was actually schizophrenic, and the album was never finished. And you know, he was composing by, you know, he was composing with the voices in his head. The voices in his head were actually telling him what to play and what to sing. But I'm not like that. Hopefully, I'm not schizophrenic yet. Maybe one day. It's like crazy busy time right now, but I'm really down to earth, so I think I'm fine. But yeah, the last album was a bit unreal, and it has like Polish folk influence and weird instruments. So and the lyrics are also about some like weird stories. The new album is much more about you know, human problems and desires and doubts and so on. And lyric wise, I think it's just more about you know, real persons.
I must say your lyrics are a little bit enigmatic to me. I mean I'm probably a little bit old fashioned, but I'm probably most into straight storytelling. But I still like it, and I still, even, you know, sometimes by very enigmatic lyrics you don't get anything in your head. I mean, you just listen to it, but after 5 minutes you cannot repeat even a single line. But I can do it, your lyrics. But I have to say, before I got the album, I got a newsletter from PS Germany, and there was a track list of the album. I said, wow, it reads like Marilyn Manson, you know, just because of the tracks, you know. I could imagine something even more darker, more furious, more aggression, like Can't Wait for War, Holy Holes, and so on. Really, yeah. I really had to laugh, because, you know, what I was expecting, you know, I had no idea who you are. I just listened to Horses. It was a little bit Lana Del Rey to me, but it was really nice. But, you know, when I saw the track list, it was really funny. You don't see it that way?
No, not really, because every title has like meaning for me and story behind. So I think that each title is just fits the lyrics and the story. And coming back to what you said before, is I also like to listen to like more straightforward lyrics, but I'm not sure if I like to write it myself so directly about my life or anything. I never treated, you know, storytelling or writing lyrics as some kind of catharsis for myself, you know. So I never wanted to actually share so much of my life with the audience. I was really much into creating stories and you know, some abstract idea of writing and leaving the interpretation for the audience.
If some people from abroad are listening to Clashes and then they say, okay, I would like to listen to what Monica did some years ago, and they are listening to Granda and then they listen to Clashes again, then they can come to the idea, okay, this is a kind of artist like Madonna. She would like to reinvent herself with every future album. Is this the goal?
I don't know. I'm not doing this on purpose. I'm just trying to, you know, follow my intuition. And I think what was important with these two albums is that the last one was released in 2010 and the next one is 2016, so it was like 6 years between the albums, and I also really changed in these 6 years, you know. I was not really interested into making another electronic album anymore because it was not something that I was attracted to anymore, and I got inspired by, you know, church organs, and I knew that I don't want to do another like very joyful album because I didn't feel like it. So I would say that I'm trying to stay the same with every album. I'm just, you know, changing the tools, and the tools are different for this album. The tools were different for the previous one.
There is a lot of organ set on Clashes. I was lucky enough and saw two shows with you, two festivals, you know, the Scenting Sticks and the whole little bit churchy atmosphere. Are you fascinated by religion or only by this rituals, this Catholic or churchy rituals?
By any kind of rituals, not really Catholic. I think that you know, the Catholic part of this album is not really important, and there's actually no Catholic part of this album. The only part that is located in the church is the organs, and I was that's the, you know, the memory from my childhood, very first music memory is going to church and listening to church organ music. So I wanted to come back to this, you know, memory from my childhood, and this instrument also brought like the spiritual part of this album and the lyrics, and, you know, and the rituals and like the whole, I was more interested in the building itself, where you go sometimes alone and it has a very special acoustic and it smells in a very special way, beautiful, and it's always a bit cold and dark and, you know, and moody. So I was trying to recreate this feeling of an empty church by the sound and by the instruments and by the feeling, and I wanted to also push it more on the concerts. So yeah,
this tonight's concert would be the same like the Polish tour, or would be a little bit smaller with a little bit smaller band?
No, it's a smaller band. There's just the five of us, so I guess it's more rock punk version of this last album and the previous one. So it's not as full as the one we did in Poland.
It's a pity because it was pretty absolutely brilliant, you know. I hope you're gonna release DVD after this tour.
But we would never fit in, you know, on this stage with 11 people. This is not possible. So yeah, maybe we will come back to like bigger venue one day in Berlin. I hope so. But yeah, the plan is to work on the DVD soon.
Do you read the reviews on Clashes? Particularly the international ones.
Of course, I was really curious, you know, what people think about it.
And even if a review is not really 100% positive, it's still okay for you?
There's nothing I can do, you know. I'm the one to create and to release my art, and I'm prepared for the fact that people are somehow going to judge it later. So of course, sometimes people have good points, you know, and good ideas of what I wanted to say through my music and my lyrics, and sometimes they don't. So I'm trying to stay calm. And, you know, when I'm sure of what I'm doing, and when I'm like satisfied with it, there is no reviews that can break me, you know.
There were so many comparisons in these reviews. I think from Kate Bush to Rosine Murthy, Björk, I think, was also mentioned. You know, it was pretty, you know, like people trying to pigeonhole. That's okay. I mean, but was it any comparison when you say, what? Why on hell did the person, you know, came to this conclusion that my music is similar to that or that?
Yeah, actually, the Lana Del Rey part is really not something that I understand, because maybe I'm just not a big fan of what she does, and I understand that her first album was interesting, and she had a like specific sound and like vintage guitars and so on. But I was, I think, somewhere really far away from her. Idea of her own music, so I wouldn't never guess that someone can compare it to Lana Del Rey. So that was a big surprise. But people need this, you know, comparison to feel more safe. Like if they locate the music somewhere in one of the drawers in their head, they feel more safe that they, oh, okay, so I know what does it mean, what does this music mean, because I already know what Kate Bush means for me, I know what this means for me, so I can place it somewhere between here, and I can say I like it or not. So I think that's the idea of writing reviews.
I think, you know, the comparison with Lana Del Rey, there's only this one song, This Horse, is because of this melancholy, which by you is a little bit genetic Slavic, and by her it's, I don't know, maybe
Californian
slang. Is it different to write songs in Poland, especially when it's raining and it's cold and the weather is not good, and to do it somewhere in sunny place, somewhere else?
Definitely, I think it really influences the music, and you know, I like to write and make art in Poland, and I feel like having some kind of difficulties on the way, this is important for artists to struggle with something that, you know, then you have something to talk about, to tell people about, and probably people in LA have different problems but for sure it's not the weather a problem, you know, and because we in Berlin or in Warsaw are really used to the fact that, you know, I'm waking up and I'm looking at the window and I'm thinking, what a lovely weather today, or oh, what a shitty weather today, you know. And I had the same idea in LA when I've been working there for 3 months. Every day I was waking up and saying, oh, what a lovely weather today. And like somebody said, it's like that every day. So it's like lovely weather every day here. So you don't need to say it. So yeah.
Hello, but after 3 months it would be like, oh, what a lovely weather again.
Yes, and it's starting to be a problem.
I think in California they have another problems now, you know, with the government, I mean, with the new president.
And it's so really dry, and they're running out of water, so.
In like not even 4 weeks, there's Christmas. Are you a good Christmas shopper?
Oh my God, not really. I mean, it depends, because each year I'm trying to order gifts online a bit earlier in advance to have them already at the beginning of December, and don't think about, you know, shopping at the very last call. So, but I was on tour for the last 2 months, and I, to be honest, didn't think about Christmas yet. But I'm finishing this tour next week, and I'll start to think about my Christmas gifts.
What's about fashion? This is your big passion, I read somewhere.
Fashion is my passion, yes. I love fashion. I love buying clothes. No, I like fashion. I treat it as, you know, some clothes as piece of art, and I like to wear strange clothes on me, and yeah, I like fashion. Yeah. So I expect many fashion gifts for Christmas. Yeah.